Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
Here's our round of Hot Topics brought to you by the Wheatland Bank. Also, by the way, thanks to ACI Coatings. They are our delivery sponsor of the day for the Christmas wish. ACI Coatings, your painting contractor, family run in the Pacific Northwest since 1996. So thanks to those folks. Steve, my wife also put together a snack if you want one for us. Kevin enjoyed a little snack a minute ago. I've enjoyed it. I know it's a lot of the stuff you like.
Oh, okay.
So if you want to come in, it's pepperoni and pepper jack cheese along with green olives on crackers. All the stuff you enjoy, I think.
Yeah, you lost me at green olives.
You're right, because you'd have done pepperoni and pepper jack for sure.
No, maybe. What, you don't, what?
You don't even eat pepperoni pizza unless it's the last resort.
No, I mean, I'll eat it.
Yeah.
What, so you're saying you got plain crackers in there?
I do have plain crackers.
But when you, you can come have some crackers.
Yeah.
When you order a pizza, though, you're not ordering pepperoni.
Oh.
You're going to get cheese, right?
Yeah.
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 You got to call, you got to try the local place here, Pizza Pipeline. I'm guessing you haven't had yet.
You know, I drove by it the other day and I thought to myself, boy, I haven't tried that yet.
And they have a cheese to the seventh power, I believe is what it's called.
Oh, man.
Is that right?
It is the ultimate cheese pizza.
Okay. And that's pretty close to here, too. They have several locations.
Yep. If you go to the pizza pipeline, the bar, you go right in there and you will. That's where Mike, the owner, works most of the time.
Mozzarella, cheddar, parmesan, ricotta, provolone, feta, romano.
Right?
It's stinking good.
Yeah, there you go. Let's see, what are the hot topics we have for you today? So I read this story last night about the worst, according to the younger generation, which would be like my kids, your kids, Kevin.
Yeah.
So kind of Gen Z-ish. I know your older son is just outside of the Gen Zers, but if you're like, let's just say, we'll group them in 30 to 20-ish.
Yeah.
And even some of the teens. The worst text they can receive from anybody, but in particular parents, is call me.
I could see that.
They're just like, first of all, they get a sense that that is almost always feels like there's something wrong.
For sure.
Like, this obviously is something that we can't discuss in a text, so I'm going to make you call me, and I know you don't really like to call me, so I'm going to make you call me. So according to those who do not like that, Steve, do you like that text or not like that text? Let's say your dad or somebody texts you and says, call me. Do you feel like that's a bad sign?
If it's got three dots after it.
Really? So you think that's the difference?
Or if it's like all capitalized.
Caps or maybe some exclamation points.
Yeah, I don't mind. I don't mind talking on the phone. I almost prefer it sometimes.
Yeah, okay, I'll start calling you.
Okay.
So.
I don't know if I like that.
They say that the better way to do it is call me when you get a minute, not an emergency.
Yeah, you got to give more details.
That softens it without question,
100%.
Yeah, so.
I was going to say, that's for me, if you're just saying call me, That's too misleading. Like, that's, I don't like that.
I don't mind the respect of time, though. I mean, you are clearly saying, I could call you, but I'm not going to call you because you might be in the middle of something.
Yeah.
So I kind of respect that part of it, but I do understand if you just add a few words, and unless it is a 911.
My mom will say, and she has done it quite a few times, where she will say, call me when you get a chance.
Yeah.
And that's perfect, Mom. Like, I don't think anything's wrong.
And is it usually good news?
Yeah. This morning I got a little scare, though.
Uh-oh.
When, I told you that all my family does Wordle pretty early in the morning.
Correct.
All right around 5 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
So I was wearing my headphones this morning, listening, and I, when the message comes in, it goes,
oh, yeah.
Ring. Jody J. sent, I can't remember how it says it. Sent one yellow emoji, two black emojis, three gray emojis.
What?
Four, because it's reading each line of the Wordle, which are only, they consider them emojis, I guess. And so it does that every morning. It reads through all of it, and I know, oh, okay, Jody got it in four. Cool.
I see, yeah.
And then right after that, you know, it was like my mom's came through.
Sure.
But then, about 10 minutes later, my brother's came through, and it said, you received a long text message from Keith James.
Right.
And I thought, oh, that's not good. That is not good. Because my brother, why wouldn't it just be Wordle like everybody else?
Right.
I've never heard it do that before. And his was no longer than anything else. But
it
for
just
some
read
reason,
it, as
it
that?
Said that. Yeah. And I opened it and I thought, wow. Okay. Oh, no. Yeah. Something bad has happened. Nope. Instead, he just got Wordle.
I also love the fact that your family's still does that.
They're so good.
That's great. It's just a fun, make it a family thing. And, you know, whether it's, I don't care whether it was tic-tac-toe. It doesn't really matter what it is.
I know. And the guy who started it, me, is the worst participant in it.
Wait, you are the worst in your family at following through?
Well.
Huh.
I get it a couple days a week.
Everyone is stunned by your announcement.
What happens is, Jay, sometimes I try to start doing it in the morning, and then I'm like, okay, I'm going to, if I get it right away, great. If not, then I'm at a stopping point, and I just forget to ever go back.
Steve, who's the worst in your family at follow through on texting? You know, group message, last one to respond. Worst with their phone,
I'm not that.
I'll say worst with their phone. Because you guys, I don't think you guys play games on your phone. So let's just say worst with your phone.
Do I put him on blast?
King Peter?
No.
Well, your brother?
Yeah.
Just doesn't do well with it?
I don't know. He just, sometimes he doesn't text back for a while.
Sure.
Although my dad does that too, so.
Maybe it's a you thing.
Maybe. Say they get back to each other quickly.
I was going to say, now all of a sudden it feels like maybe they just don't care enough to reply to your text.
That could be it, yeah. Huh.
What if they just replied, not interested, don't care?
Wow.
Yeah, you're like,
can't come to the phone right now, but if you'd like to leave a name and number under the tone.
Call
right?
me. Yeah. The Big 99.9
Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
One of your middle names is Corral? And you're like, yes, it is, because I was born in a Golden Corral bathroom.
Yep.
Kevin James.
Took my first swim.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. When you're hot, you're hot. Hot. When you're not, you're not. Hot Topics.
Hot Topics.
Hot Topics round number two.
Well, I can tell you this. They did it. They wrapped it up. The Taylor Swift Eras Tour came to an end. Sunday night?
I think that's right, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A buddy of ours from here went on Saturday.
Sure.
And I was thinking that was the last show, but it wasn't. It was, you know, just she had two stops there. Wrapped up the Eras Tour, and the numbers are in. And the tour grossed over $2 billion.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's a lot.
It was a long tour, but $2 billion is still $2 billion. So.
21 months.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know, a little short of 2 years for the tour. But $2 billion, not bad at all. And, of course, Taylor, she's known for this. You know, her crew, who, by the way, they get paid throughout the entire time.
Yeah.
It's 21 months.
Right.
But they also get a nice little bonus. This is something she likes to do at the end and just say, you know, here's bonuses for everybody. And she includes, I mean, pretty much the, I think the entire crew from.
Yeah, well, for sure.
I mean, she was talking about.
And they get it along the way, too. You know, they're tipped or bonused along the
throughout
way.
Throughout the way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's not all at the end.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about.
Truck drivers, caterers, absolutely. Instrument techs, merch team, lighting, sound, production. Assistants, carpenters. Oh, yeah, you forget about that building.
Well, they gotta
all that
build
stuff.
All the sets.
Dancers, band, security, choreographers, pyrotechnics.
It's a
hair,
lot of people.
Hair, makeup, wardrobe, physical therapists, video team. I mean, you just think about all that. But she paid out on the tour $197 million in bonuses to her employees.
So nuts.
On top of their regular salary.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not like, you know, that was. all that. It's awesome. And, you know, you look at that and you go, yeah, but she made $2 billion. Okay.
Well, yeah.
I'd be pretty happy if my company, who made a lot of money, just took 10% of their money and gave it to all the employees.
Yeah, you don't have to. Again, is it the right thing to do? Of course.
Yeah.
Does that mean that she had to do it? No.
Nope. And
again,
I don't know.
People get that confused.
How often people do it that way, but
well, especially with just, hey, here's money. I mean, I don't know. Maybe they buy him stuff. I feel like there's a lot more of the buying stuff thing going on as opposed to money. Money's obviously the easiest. Then they can buy whatever they want. But
yeah, her last tour, she gave $55 million in bonuses. It was a way smaller tour, but
yeah.
I do think Taylor's one of those that the richer she gets, she will just at some point take less and less of that money and give away more.
Well, you
and
need
more.
Less.
Yeah.
So why not? I mean, again, that doesn't mean that that doesn't lessen it. You're still giving it away, you know? People will say that all the time. It drives me crazy. Well, yeah, but they have the money to give. I know they do, but that doesn't mean they have to give it.
I watched the show last night. I don't remember what it was, but the guy said a line in there where he was looking to do a project, and the one guy said, well, you're not going to make as much money if you do it the other way.
That's Landman.
No, it wasn't Landman.
Oh, they had that same conversation.
Property Brothers?
He said, you're not going to do as much money this way.
Right.
And the guy said, listen, I don't need any more money. I have enough money.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, I want to do this other project because I like it. And that was it. It was the Lindsay Lohan Christmas
movie. It was the Lindsay Lohan
movie.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Mm-hmm.
I just remembered what it was.
Yeah, because the guy at the final scene there where hey, spoiler alert.
Well,
they fall in love.
Oh, way to go.
Unbelievable. Oh, wait, which Lindsay Lohan movie?
Don't worry about it. See, we didn't ruin it because there's multiples. Could be any movie.
Well, what happens in the other Lindsay Lohan?
No,
did you watch all that movie?
Of course, yeah.
What you say? What say you?
Liked it better than Moana 2.
Okay. Wow.
I know. And I spent I spent like $35 to go see that movie. And
that may be clouding your judgment a little bit.
Yeah, I asked my wife it. That's how I know that it's actually legit. Because I said to my wife, I said, what did you think of that one? She goes, you know, we watched it at home. But she's like, she goes, I liked it. She goes, did you like it? I said, I did too. And she goes, I think I liked it more than Moana 2. I said, you think or you know? And she goes, no, I know. Yeah. I liked it more than Moana 2.
It almost made me mad for a little bit because I thought they were going to go away from the funny stuff.
Yeah, and it does have moments in there where it's actually quite funny. And then,
don't
get bogged down.
And then I thought, oh, no, are they getting away from the funny? But then they brought it back.
Yeah,
and they brought it back in a big way.
They did. That was a very interesting web it wove.
It was, you know, I'd like to have
not
Warren
your
watch it because
no.
I don't think it was real.
Kevin.
Them falling in love was predictable.
Whatever. But there was a couple.
But that's a Christmas movie.
There was a couple parts that were extremely predictable and then many, many parts that were completely unpredictable.
Yeah.
Yeah, he needs to watch that because that breaks the mold. I mean, it's like you said, it still has. But guess what? A lot of movies have happy. Oh, you want? Yeah, everybody's happy at the end. Well, isn't that way you'd rather have it?
Right.
I don't like going to necessarily movies where it's just sad at the end.
Yeah, unless it's just such a great movie and that's what was needed. You
absolutely.
Know? But it's like, okay.
Absolutely. But in these cases, no, that's not what's needed. So don't make me sad.
You going to watch it, Steve?
Well, maybe now. Well, maybe not after the spoiler. I don't even know what movie you're talking about.
Our Little Secret.
That's why it doesn't matter. Just watch
Netflix.
It.
On Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
The latest Lindsay Lohan Christmas movie.
Maybe I'll watch it today.
You should. I would be curious what your thoughts are.
Our Little Secret.
Okay. I guarantee you, Kevin, I'm going to whisper this so Steve can't hear it.
Okay, good.
There's no way he doesn't fall asleep during this movie.
That's probably very true.
Don't say it on the air. Yeah. I don't want him to hear it.
And also, I think when he watches it.
Mm-hmm. Are we still off? Are we still
my whisper voice.
Oh, yeah, I got to get I couldn't tell
when he watches it.
Thank you, Kevin.
I totally believe if we ask him about it tomorrow, he'll say, it was okay. Yeah. It was all right.
You know, I didn't hear anything you guys said, but I imagine it was pretty predictable.
We fell in love.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
And I thought, you know, Lagoo, I don't know much about you, but I liked what I saw today.
Kevin James.
Okay. I like what I saw and he did that. Screen. It doesn't seem so mean.
I know. Are we rhyming just in time?
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country. Kevin's clip of the day.
Alrighty then, what do we have for the clip?
You know, I think we all discovered a few years back that Lady Gaga was more than just a weirdo who wore a meat dress.
Yeah, I mean, that was pretty weird. Yeah,
I mean, she showed up on a few things, and it was like, okay, this lady's kind of weird, old Lady Gaga.
Well, you remember what brought her back.
But then it was, you know, there was the one performance, and I can't remember what show it was on, that really did some stuff for her, and then A Star Is Born.
Well, and then I think she got, people started realizing how incredibly she could sing.
That's what I'm saying.
Did the national anthem at the Super Bowl.
Oh, I forgot about that one.
That one, people
that
were like,
that was a big one, too.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh. Because at that point, I want to see what year that was. I'll get to find out.
Yeah, because she really, I mean, that was just it. And then people started to go.
They were like, oh, she's okay. An actual artist who can sing.
Yeah, no, this Lady Gaga, I keep calling her a lady. This chick is really a good singer.
Yeah. And 2016, looks like.
Okay.
Oh, wow, 2016.
That makes sense.
Okay. And I mean, even I was like, well, I knew she could sing because I had kind of heard. And then all of a sudden that, you were like, oh, geez Louise, okay.
And then The Star is Born.
That helped a lot, yeah.
And that was just so popular with the song Shallow.
Sure.
And I don't know if you noticed, she's good at it.
Uh-huh.
But this is Lady Gaga. It's one of those where you just go, gosh darn it, life is sometimes not fair how easy things are for certain people. She is sitting on a couch, okay, legs crossed, just relaxing, talking to Howard Stern on his show,
okay?
And he brings up the fact that she used to be in a cover band, and as he says it, she just decides to break into the singing.
Yeah, right.
And again, just sitting there, not good posture, nothing, and just does this.
I didn't know you were in a Led Zeppelin cover band.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Hey, mama said the way you move, gonna make you sweat, gonna make you groove.
Wow.
Hot child, the way you shake that way, gonna make you burn, gonna make you sting.
And that'll tear your voice up, right?
If you don't know how to sing, yeah.
That's crazy.
How good is it?
Yeah.
It's just one of those things where you go, okay, you just have a gift that is ridiculous.
I was watching The Voice, and when Dan and Shay were on there.
Uh-huh.
And you know, Shay Mooney's voice is, of course, insane.
Yeah,
and
so they'll be on tonight, by the way.
Oh, yeah, they're going back on for the final,
on the
right?
finale, yeah.
And he just kind of did that thing where and this has been done by many of the judges on some of these shows, where they'll just break into a song with really out warming up and, you know, all the whole thing. And he starts to sing. And I like it when other celebrities who have that same profession get blown away.
And it's the best.
In this particular case, John Legend was sitting there, and he was like, oh, my gosh. I mean, his face was just whatever you just did there without even warming up or getting ready to go. That was insane.
It's like, dang.
Yeah. And I think he even stood up and said something. Oh, preach, Shay. That Shay Mooney can really sing. You know, it was one of those deals.
Yeah.
Where you just go, it's impressive.
I think there's a video that floats around from A Star Is Born, like casting or something, when a bunch of them are at a big old board meeting, like a board meeting type table, like a huge table.
Yeah.
And it's all
like
these
in a conference
important
room or
people.
Something.
Yeah, Jay, thank you. I don't do enough meetings.
Think you do, actually.
We can rearrange that. Yeah.
Oh, please don't. No, but Lady Gaga's there, and she starts singing Shallow.
Yeah, that's got to be crazy.
And it's one of those things where, okay, I'm 5 feet from you, and I'm hearing it, and it just everyone in the room looked absolutely stunned, where it was like, wow.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, Bradley Cooper, I think I've seen the same video, and Bradley Cooper's next to her, and he's just like, whoa.
Like, oh, yes, boy, I got to try to compete with that, or, you know, be anywhere in the ball game with that.
Pretty,
I mean, it's not Parker
wild.
McCollum, you know, It's not that.
Excuse me?
Did you hear that story?
No.
Oh, yeah. He got accused of using auto-tune on stage.
Oh, geez.
It's like, I mean, he came out. It was so funny, though. In, you know, Parker McCollum. And by the way, it was Oliver Anthony that made the claim.
Oh, yeah.
Because they were on they were on some festival or something. And he's like, dude, there was a foot plate on the ground with some auto-tune. So, you know, to keep him on. And I'm just saying that they were preparing the stage for the guy that was after me. Well, then, of course, the internet did research. They found out it was Parker McCollum after him. And so they went to Parker to ask him the question.
Oh, this has to be a funny answer because Parker McCollum is the guy who does not care what you think.
Parker McCollum answers the question. And it's a pretty short statement. He put it up on his Twitter. He's sitting on a horse with his cowboy hat on.
Yeah.
And he's just like, bro, this is garbage. I don't use auto-tune. Me and my boys, we grind it out every night. We're lighting a place on fire every night. And the whole time, this sitting on the horse thing is the greatest
this is the ultimate.
In your face yeah. I've ever seen. He's like, are you looking at me right now?
Who is he, the Old Spice guy?
I will ride to your house, Oliver.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like the wrong guy to call out.
Did you go to the Parker McCollum concert in Spokane, Kevin, last January?
Yeah.
Then you know he was not using auto-tune.
Burn it down.
He was not. You know he wasn't using it. Because guess what? He missed a couple.
Yeah, it wasn't perfect.
Like a lot of people do when they sing live in concerts where they're just running around like crazy and are, you know, energetic. You're going to miss a few. You're not going to miss a few if you're tuning it up.
Tuning it up.
Tune it up.
I'm on my horse. I'm riding to your house. I'm Parker McCollum. I'm going to get you.
Whoa.
I'm going to get you.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Merry Christmas, you say. What right have you to be merry? You're poor enough.
Kevin James.
What right have you to be dismal? You're rich enough.
The Jay and Kevin Show. On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's beginning to look a lot like winter.
It's getting there.
Yeah, that's true.
London? I was thinking of like, you know, foggy and kind of, you know, gross.
It's pretty dark and dreary out there, no doubt about it, but.
Hey, just do whatever you have to do to make yourself, you know, get through it. It's going to be another, 6 days of this.
Kind
of cloudy, maybe a little fog, a little snow, a little rain mixed in there all the way through the weekend. So, you know, whatever you got to do to make it work for you.
I don't know. I mean, I guess this time of year it doesn't bother me that bad because I'm like, we're dodging snow for a while and I wasn't expecting to do anything. So...
No,
that's helpful.
I think that's great.
Outside, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's not stopping you from an activity, which is great.
Right.
Just be aware that it might sneak up on you, like, as a human. It just, after a while, tend to get a little grumpier quicker.
For sure.
I have noticed a few instances of that recently. One person was self-diagnosing. They're like, man, I've just been grumpy. And I'm like, well, you know, it's been kind of gray and yucky, and it's, you know, it's dark at, like, 3:50, so
yeah,
it might be sneaking up on you. Just be aware of it. What is that? That red light therapy? Does that stuff help with that?
That's what they talk about.
Can't you go get like a red light bulb, like a Christmas light bulb, put it in your
there's
lamp?
There's different, all sorts of different lights.
Ooh,
I mean, if you just type it into Amazon, I think you'll get endless choices.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Is there something on Amazon you want to buy right now? We don't have time for that conversation. No, we don't.
Final thoughts.
I just realized if I start down that road right now, man,
to be
continued tomorrow. All right, Steve.
You know, I might be late in the game on this one.
Okay.
But do me a favor.
Okay. And give you a favor?
What did I say? I don't know what I said. Do me a favor, though.
Okay.
And,
that's better.
And Google... Yeah, that is better. Google the word Wordle.
Okay.
And let me know what pops up for you.
New York Times.
On my phone, it always pops up. To Wordle, New York Times.
Yeah.
Okay, but look at the top.
Oh, where it's spelling out Wordle? On the Google search?
Yeah.
Or actually, it's spelling out Google. Yeah, like Wordle would.
Well, it switches.
Oh, there now it goes, oh, column. Oh, I see. Yeah, it's switching all over the place.
And then it goes Google in the green because that's the right word.
Yeah, I see. Oh, that's awesome.
I've never seen that before.
I never have either. That's hilarious.
Okay, so I'm not new. I mean, it's...
No, I've never seen that, Steve. And I don't know if it does it on my phone.
I don't know that it does, Kev. I think you got to do it on your desktop.
Yeah, probably a desktop.
That's actually
great. Isn't that cool?
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Little things, man.
I thought that was pretty neat.
That's very cool.
So there you go.
Jeez Louise. Yeah, that's creative.
Final thoughts.
And you're not even late to it, as far as we know. Watch, somebody's going to text. Guys, it's been like that for about a million.
It probably has.
It may very well have been. Like I said, I only do it on my phone. Yeah. Well, I need to figure something out. Because yesterday I told you guys that I'm in a unique place with Christmas where I don't feel a huge obligation to buy anyone a gift other than my granddaughter. She's the only kid in the group, right?
Yeah.
And I kind of, with my boys, I'm at the point where it's like, hey, you guys don't buy me anything.
Yeah,
you know,
I agree.
I won't buy you anything. Like, let's just, I don't know, let it be. Let's let it be.
Let it be.
But yesterday, my son, Coop, the youngest one, mm-hmm. said, hey, Dad, how are you on headphones? And I go, well.
Oh, boy.
Pretty good, actually. And he goes, oh, okay. Well, there's some nice JBLs at Costco that were discounted or something. And he said, just thought about, you know, maybe getting those for you if you wanted them. So we didn't finish that conversation. We went into something else. But now I got to figure out, wait, are we buying stuff for each other? See, the problem is his fiance's family, they're like...
They're the problem.
Well, they're very into the gifts.
Yeah.
And they do a lot of gifts for each other. And they'll spoil Coop. So then he has to spoil them.
Well, sometimes it's not
and
even
he's
a have
got
to.
Fiance.
It's just you're just like, okay, I'm caught up in it. It's what we do. This is our new norm.
100%.
Yeah.
And so for me, now I'm like, oh, geez, do I got to get in on this? And can I only do it with one kid, maybe?
Well, you just have to set... I don't know. Set the ground rules, and if they break it, that's on them.
Yeah, well, I'm going to group text them today and say, boys,
where are
what
we?
Are we doing? Now, he could have been doing it for my birthday, which would make sense.
Sure.
Because, you know, we do oftentimes
he's
exchange.
Saving $30 on them. I'm looking at them. I'm not going to tell you how much they are.
I think he said 69.
He lied.
How much are they?
$69.99.
Oh, okay.
You.
Yeah.
Liar.
They won't let you get away with those.
Right.
Without that 99 cents.
That's right.
And so, I don't know. We'll see. I'm going to text them both, see what they think.
Yeah, that's fair. And then, again, it's kind of like that letter we had where you're like, guys, we said we weren't getting anything. I know, but I broke the rules. Well, I don't like that you break the rules, but now I feel bad. You can't feel bad. You're abiding by the rule.
Right.
But...
And then if they are going to get something, I'll give you a list. There's a few little things, you know, like little stupid stuff. Like,
hey, I know we're not getting anything
like
for each other, but
gifts.
I need this.
I need a garbage can. I need a...
Right, yeah.
Yeah, you know, like just some...
Hey, Dad, look what I got you for Christmas, a garbage can, because you're trash.
Huh? That's right. I want a garbage can for my room. I want a tall laundry basket. Those are two things.
Why do you want a garbage can? You're not going to use it anyway.
That's a great point.
Yes, I am, Steve.
That's
I
a
use
great,
it every day.
Great point. You miss it every day.
Well, that's Steve's. I need a garbage can in there because I am the only person who seems to have garbage.
Well, just use that one. Just take it out from underneath the counter and put it underneath your counter.
Can I do that?
I do have another garbage can in here. I don't know why.
You do?
Do you need it?
Yeah, if I can have a garbage can on my side, that'd be awesome, Steve.
Okay, well, yeah, I don't know why this
Christmas
is...
just came early.
Yeah, I don't know why this is in here, but there's another one.
Well, probably to catch the leaks from the ceiling.
It is, 100%. I got a text here on the station's text line, and it has a link, and this person had texted us relatively frequently. Very appreciative of them listening. Very nice person. And then right after... She sent this link. She sent, oops, wrong person. Should I click on the link?
Yeah, I'm curious.
All right.
Normally, I do not click on links, but this one, Seems like a trusted individual.
All right, clicking on it.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
Did you just get Rickrolled?
No. Let's see. It's trying to open. Oh. Well, I don't need a set of four padded fabric dining room chairs for $50, but those look nice.
Oh, yeah.
I would definitely get those. Let me. You know what? Let me reply.
Hopefully that wasn't a surprise for anybody.
I'm going to reply back. I would totally buy those.
Good advice, Jay. Yeah. Letting them know this is, go for it.
Wait, should I type back after that?
Wrong person.
Yes. That's the way you handle
new
it.
New phone, who dis?
Wrong person. Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Just be praised to you. Let's just say that the curtain has come down on yet another miserable performance.
Thanks again to ACI Coatings, your painting contractor, family-run yes. Pacific Northwest company since 1996. Thanks to them, they're our Christmas Wish Delivery Day sponsor. We appreciate them and all the Christmas Wish sponsors. You can still donate to the Christmas Wish if you would like to by going to the big999coyotecountry.com. The nomination period is closed. We'll have another Christmas Wish tomorrow. A Christmas cash, which means it's your chance to qualify for $1,000 in about 60 seconds. Hold on for that.
All right, man.
Whew. Are you sweating?
Did you ever want to switch jobs?
What do you mean?
Like, you know, you have to do all the business end, the reading and the business and the meetings and all that. And,
not really. No. I mean,
that didn't really take you very long.
I got a pretty good setup where, you know, when I long for a meeting or need something, I can meet with brides and grooms. And that's, you know what? That's way better.
You're good? You're good then?
Right. Yeah.
Just checking.
Because most of the time we can meet on Zoom or, you know, like at a restaurant or something.
Yeah.
It's pretty great.
Yeah, you can be in your PJs.
So true.
Aren't your PJs what you wore to work sometimes?
I don't have PJs.
That's
I
mean, what I'm
my
saying.
PJs would be my
shorts
underwear. It would just be me coming in underwear.
We are so glad you came. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Goodbye.
Bye-bye now. Bye.